This is KUTX 98.9. Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A. I'd like to welcome our Concert Club members and the members of the studio audience. Welcome. I've been looking forward to this performance all week. Our very special guest is performing a sold-out show tonight at 3:10 at ACL Live. It is an absolute joy to have him here in Studio 1A. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rostam.
So I'm going somewhere to do that love, and then I see the life falls through, and all of it don't seem so hard. Do you ever get the sense you're watching someone else, your face against the glass across 11th Ave? Some people say they know, they never really know. They're all waiting for something that never comes to them. But all of these dreams keep coming back to me slowly, slowly. And sometimes I laugh when I think about how you know me. Yeah, you know me. Wisdom comes to your heart, down a shaft from the fall, pulls you out of bed and into the noise. Whoever's up this late, you're really still awake. Why can't you go to sleep like everybody else, when all of these dreams keep coming back to me slowly, slowly. Sometimes I laugh when I think about how you know me. Yeah, you know me. But all of these dreams keep coming back to me slowly, slowly. And sometimes I laugh when I think about how well you know me. Yeah, you know me. But all of keep coming back to me slowly, slowly. And sometimes I laugh when I think about how well you know me. Yeah, you know me. Thank you. in a basement. Leaves were falling on the pavement. I was happy in the city. Took a friend's car to the ocean. Are you ready? Are you ready?
KUTX 98.9, our very special guest, Rostam, performing in Studio 1A. And of course, Rostam featured on vocals. And I would like to introduce the orchestral accompaniment that we have this afternoon. Forgive me if I butcher your name. I don't have my glasses, so this will be an adventure in reading. We have David Tagney on cello, Julian McClanahan on violin, Nick Kennerly on viola, Winton Grant on violin, and Mr. Jeff Curtin on drums. Everyone, welcome to Studio 1A.
Thank you.
Rostam, the reason I'm so enthralled by what you're doing is because I myself grew up with classical music. While I'm not classically trained, I was introduced to so many different composers, and I've had friends who performed in orchestras. So there was a little in for me personally. But what I wanted to ask you about was your fans, maybe they're not familiar with classical instrumentation. Maybe they never really were exposed to that. It may not be an absolute relation, but do you think it's also about musical discovery that, you know, this is... We've got labels like pop music and things like that, but you can go any direction. And of course, you can absolutely have stringed instruments like this.
Yeah, I mean, just when you were bringing up your upbringing, it made me think about how I really got into classical music, which was actually from watching cartoons.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was really into Tiny Toons and Animaniacs, and they would use classical pieces, and then I would kind of like look up what those pieces were. Yeah. And I definitely remember like... asking my dad to take me to the CD store and like buying the 1812 Overture on CD, which is a piece by Tchaikovsky. And that was like the first classical piece that I really became obsessed with. And I still, I mean, I know passages of it by heart still, but I don't know, if you're not into classical music, maybe start there, I would say.
Sure.
And then there's a lot of places to go from there.
You're not the first one to say that. A lot of people credit Warner Brothers cartoons, like going way back, like Bugs Bunny with Elmer Fudd doing all these operas.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, this is great. The Barber of Seville. And they actually had a barber shop. And it was just very funny. But absolutely, that was my also an introduction.
Yeah, but so neither of my parents play classical instruments or anything like that. But they do love music, and they do love all kinds of music, including classical music. But I had this weird attraction to it that was just like, it was extreme. You know, I knew that I wanted to get that CD, and once I had it, I listened to it all the time.
Absolutely. So. Another thing I wanted to talk about was the different reactions that you've experienced from fans at your shows. Now, I read a interview you did for Rolling Stone, and it was quite visceral. You know, it's like, well, people were crying. They were crying at the performance. I thought, oh, no, we have tissue here just in case if anyone...
But might be a little early in the day for the waterworks
you
to start.
Well, you say that. You know, to me, it doesn't matter. I just think it's very moving and it's very beautiful. But how has that been for you? It's not... Maybe you're not used to it. I think it's quite lovely. It's quite touching.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely isn't something that I thought would be a reaction. While I was like writing this music and writing these songs, I didn't expect for it to bring people to tears. I think maybe in concerts, there's like a certain atmosphere you can create. And definitely at shows, we're trying to, you know, do more than just give you music, but give you an experience. So we have projections, and the experience is, I think, you know, part of what makes people cry. But it wasn't my expectation that would be, you know, what you'd get from one of my shows.
Yeah, I didn't go in to make you cry. I'm just playing my music. We have Rostam in Studio 1A this afternoon. I have time for one more, and then I know our studio audience gets one more extra. So please, if you could.
All right, this song is called Bike Dream, and we're going to do it in a little bit of a different way.
Okay.
heart began to work, and now you're all dressed up, of course, inhaling cabs out of your door. On 14th Street, I feel my head between my knees, and orange swimming through the trees, and orange swimming through the trees. Where could I go? What could I do? Put in the state. My lips and eyes give me away, and now there's nothing I can say. No, I'm pulled away. I see another of myself who's found true love and happiness to sit and smoke there on the cherry bar. Two boys, one to kiss your neck, and one to bring you breakfast, get you out of bed when you're sore from the night before, from knocking at my door, your head against the floorboard. Two boys, one to love you sweetly, one to so discreetly, never really meet me, but I'm sure that you'll catch your breath, you'll sleep into the day, to wake up with some light across your room. Before I leave, I wanna try to go back in time to just that moment in my life where I should have spoken, but I lied. As I sat there with my jaw open and I smiled, he pulled his sweater off and tried to explain it all, but giving up on love, and I'm pulled away. I see another of myself who's found true love and happiness to sit and smoke there on the chair beside the bed. I read this past week's New Yorker and watch him paint Antarctica. I watch him paint Antarctica. Two boys, one to kiss your neck and one to bring you breakfast, get you out of bed when you're sore from the night before, from knocking on my door, your head against the floorboards. Two boys, one to love you sweetly, one does so discreetly, never really meet me, but I'm sure that you'll catch your breath, you'll sleep into the day, to wake up telling me something, but nothing, never one thing. I wanna hear you telling me something, but nothing, never one thing. I wanna hear you telling me something, but nothing, never one thing.
Rostam in Studio 1A performing Bike Dream. Do check out the latest album. It's titled Half Light. And I want to say thanks again to Jeff Winton, Nick, Julian, David, and Rostam. Thank you so much for performing in Studio 1A.
Thank you, Lori.
It's been such a pleasure. Thank you, everyone. Once again, please give it up for Rostam. Here's to a great show tonight at 3:10. I also have additional thanks. They are in order. Thank you to our engineers, Jake Perlman, and working front of the house, Oscar Martinez, for working so hard, and everything sounds spectacular because of their work. Also, our very hardworking multimedia crew today, Julia Reese, Jorge Sanhueza Lyon, Gabriel C. Perez, and Nick Griffith. It's because of their work you get to see these exclusive performances in Studio 1A at our website, kutx.org, and at viewhouse.com. Thanks so much for joining me and for joining Rostam in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9. Thank you, everybody.
This is a cover. It's by Nick Drake.
I saw her and then I saw her say, big moon is on its way, and none of you stand so tall. Big moon gonna get you high. Yeah, it's a pink moon. Yeah, it's a pink moon. ting, 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 moon. On its way, and none of you stand so tall. Pink moon, gonna get you hot. Yeah, it's a pink moon. Yeah, it's a pink moon.
Thank you.